Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Colts, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. But Tommy, let's say you want to watch the game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You do.
I love that. I want some entertainment.
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro.
What a funny boy.
One super cool funny hombre.
Dance for me, joke monkey.
I'm going to be hanging out at the Belgrade's Taproom at Chi Life.
Wow, on a cheat day with Exercise Pat.
What did you have when you were there last week?
I drink my lunch.
Other than a bunch of disappointed people? You didn't drink nothing.
I left my liver there, boy.
Bitch. Yeah, because your body's so old, it actually falls out.
No,
sometime.
I actually did. If anybody's seen it, I would like it better.
Come hang out with me at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Li Sunday, 1 o'clock, for this Bills-Colts game. Joining us here in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, as they do every week. Our good buddy from 95.7 The Fan, you can catch him 3 to 6 every weekday on the Sports Bar, Mike Danger.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good. And also joining us.
Jesus. Can I say... I was really racking my brain. I'm like, what's Ryan? I know everybody wanted to know, like, what's Ryan going to do for Indianapolis?
Rochester's talking about.
I have the horse mask. I could have given you the horse mask. We didn't go with the horse mask.
So the live stream was guessing this morning he was going to come in as a horse. Mm. If you are not on the live stream right now, you can get on that. WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads is re-releasing their Nighthawk Hazy IPA. Look for it at the Blue Cross Arena, all events and stores and on tap. Ryan... How are you, buddy?
Hey, pals. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing? What a wonderful Friday we got.
I thought
going
to myself, Indianapolis is known as the Circle City. So, like, Ryan could have just shown up today.
Oh! Oh, boy. Oh, man. You guys are funny. You're really ribbing each other. I like this. This is great.
Ryan is Midwest Ryan.
Yes.
Indiana Ryan.
Yes.
He is wearing, you want to describe his outfit?
He looks like every guy at a Hoosier game. He's happy.
Uh-huh.
He's chubby.
Yep.
And like nothing bothers him. And if it does, you'd never know it. Mm-hmm. He's like, he could either be the greatest guy in the world or he could go home and kill his entire family. It's the same face.
Oh, reminds me of what I said to my kids this morning.
What's
you know
that?
What I said? What? I said, who's your daddy?
He's even got the Midwest laugh.
Yes, he did. He's wearing a flannel shirt.
You guys are funny.
Flannel shirt, glasses. He's got his mustache. Mm-hmm. He's got a dad hat on. And
he's got dad everything.
What does your t-shirt say?
Oh, Midwest my t-shirt West? Says, tell your folks I says hi.
All right, let's get into this game. Danger, you look at the side-by-side of these two teams, and the Bills should roll over this team. But... as we'll get into with some of these picks, we got injury issues at wide receiver and big time right now.
Yeah, I look at Indianapolis and I think, didn't we just play this team a couple of weeks ago? They were called the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis to me feels like the Seahawks of the AFC. They're a 4-5 team. They're kind of inconsistent, old journeyman quarterback. You have stars, but you don't really know how to use them or you don't use them the way you think you would use them. So I will get into it more, obviously, but Indianapolis, to me, feels very much like what the Bills had to go up against in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
Okay, that being said, with Bills fans confident walking into this game, Ryan, every year the Bills have what we call a holy crap, I can't believe. lost in game. He looks like the mascot from Rinky Dink Miniature Golf with that stupid face, that beaver. Groundhog.
No, he looks like Bucky.
Yes, Bucky from the Bucky's Bucky. Gas Station. You
guys, oh, man, you guys are funny. No wonder you guys have your own radio show.
Are the injuries in the Bills wide receiver core, Keon Coleman with his wrist, Amari Cooper with his wrist, we don't know if either of them are going to be able to go. Do those concern you for the Bills?
I mean, all kinds of injuries, you know, worry me. You know, it's the same reason why eggs don't tell jokes. You know why eggs don't tell jokes?
Why is that?
Because they crack up. Big eggs are cracking. Yeah, no, of course, you know, but at the same time, I just hope everyone has fun.
All right. Oh, God, my chest hurts.
Tommy, good. I hope you're dying. I hate every minute of this segment every week. Tommy made his picks this morning, and he's coming off a 1-4 week last week. Let's get to Tommy's first pick here in the break room on CMF. Over under, 1.5 a touchdown from Dalton Kincaid.
Well, the kid's got to step up.
He doesn't
You have to in this league. Every week, every play, you must step up.
If he has to step up, why hasn't he stepped up and had two touchdowns every week?
This is his day to step up. It's Dalton Day.
They're calling on Dalton. Indy.
Calling all Daltons.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, he's not listening.
I heard you. You said Dalton.
Right. You said the word Dalton in there.
Oh, it took.
Okay.
Kimmy, can we? I should have looked this up. Can we get a, just real quick how many touchdowns Dalton Kincaid has so far
this
season?
He's got them all.
No, he doesn't.
He got all he deserves.
He's got them all. When the end zone catch the ball.
He has
two touchdowns.
Oh, so he's due. This kid is due.
Okay. So then, over, under.
He is Hoosier due, baby. Hoosier due, baby.
All right. So to be clear. You are over 1.5 a touchdown from Dalton.
He's got to step up if he wants to be the man.
Okay. We just discussed the wide receiver injuries danger. You got to put the ball somewhere. Over, under, 1.5 a touchdown from Dalton Kincaid.
So he's Josh Allen has thrown two touchdowns to his tight ends the last 2 weeks. Quentin Morris last week, and then Dalton Kincaid in that Seattle game. And I just got done saying how I think Indianapolis is like the Seattle.
I like where this is going, buddy.
NFC. I'm going to go ahead and take the over. I think Dalton Kincaid finds the end zone.
I smell a sweep older.
Let's turn to Indiana Ryan. You know, for the seeds, for her, Dawson Knox having kind of a disappointing season again, he's still catching. Yeah, I think he's got the same amount of touchdown catches as Dalton Kincaid. Over under 1.5 a touchdown from Dalton Kincaid.
I mean, I would hope so. You know, I got to think, you know, you've got to feel pretty embarrassed. You know, probably as embarrassed as a tomato. You know why the tomato was embarrassed?
Well, why?
Because he saw the salad dressing. You know, like he's getting dressed. But yeah, no, I think I definitely think he's. I'm going to take the over on this one too, friends. I think he's due. You guys are great. Oh man, I love being with you guys. You guys are a good time. No wonder. Wow, you guys really rib each other. I like that. I've been known to cut it up, you know?
All right, so that's sweet. Buddy, let's get to our second pick.
Right.
Here from Tommy Tells It Like It Is on CMF. Over, under, 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
But if that's all they got as a weapon, they should be able to zero in on it.
Yeah, but, I mean.
And Flacco sucks.
Flacco does not suck.
Well,
bro, that dude is. If this kid's old, Flacco's got to be ancient.
He's 39, and Flacco
he
brought.
Yes, but I don't know. Every now and then, like he looks like he's still got it.
He
sometimes.
Ain't got any gas in the tank.
Okay, look, man.
But anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Your argument that that's their only weapon potentially on Sunday is a valid argument. But the Bills, again, their biggest deficiency this season might be the ability to stop them.
But you don't think they've been working on this all week? Oh, what else are they doing?
What were they doing the week before when they played the Dolphins?
That's a great question. Ask the coach.
What were they doing before they played Baltimore?
Well, you couldn't stop that guy.
You can. In fact, last night
some people figured it out.
Yeah, I mean,
he still got almost 90 yards.
They've lost three times. Over under what? 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, he ain't got no 80 yards. Goddamn.
We'll turn to Indiana Ryan, or as he's being called on Twitter right now, Faxel Rose. I forgot he was from Indiana. That's a good one.
Why did I know that?
Oh boy, you guys are brutal. Oh man.
Ryan,
I tell you,
Ryan.
Yeah,
Jonathan Taylor, running back for the Colts, is averaging 83 yards rushing a game. He's gone over in four of the six games he's played, gone over 80 yards. Over under 80 yards rushing for Colts running back Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, boy. You know, I got to say, this Jonathan Taylor, he's a scary guy. He's really torn up the Bills the last couple times he's played them. The Bills' rushing defense hasn't been great. They really got to get organized, you know? Kind of like how you organize a space party. You know how you organize a space party?
How do you do that?
You plan it. Planet, like solar system. I'm going to take the over on this one.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danger.
Turned on me already.
I'm serious.
Well, it's because he's from Minnesota.
He is every guy I grew up with at this age. He is nailing it. If you got me in a room with people I went to high school with at our age now, it's Ryan. It's all Ryan.
Oh, you're good. I like you. You're a nice guy. You're too kind.
Danger, as Indiana Ryan brought up, Jonathan Taylor, every time he sees the Bills, goes off. And it's not even like, it's McDermott's defense, too. Like, for some reason, they have a hard time stopping him. Add to the fact that the Bills are devastated at D-line. They signed two veterans who have played with the team on and off for the last 5 years. May not be enough. Over under 80 yards rushing for Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, and Sean McDermott talked about this week. I mean, it starts with that push up front, and you get two guys. You pick up two guys that you're familiar with, guys that are familiar with this defense this week to kind of bolster that up, add a little bit of depth, and help you out in the rotation, because they have gotten gashed in the run game. But there have also been games like 2 weeks ago against Seattle where able to stop a guy like Kenneth Walker, who's a younger version of Jonathan Taylor. I think Jonathan Taylor, that 5-touchdown game that he had against the Bills, everybody remembers it, and it's still kind of like we have scar tissue from that one. He got paid because of that game. I don't think he's as good as he was back then. Obviously, he's gotten older.
Oh, man. What I said?
I'm going under. I don't know that they have two bad performances in the run defense in a row. And especially with McDermott addressing it the way he did this week when he was speaking to the media. He can't show up and let Jonathan take. That's
saying.
The one guy you eliminate from their game plan.
I don't like that everybody agrees today. I don't like any of this.
No, Ryan took
I understand, but we're not paying attention to Ryan's picks. Nobody's paying attention.
Oh, brutal.
So it all goes back to Seattle, baby.
Well, no.
That's where your answers are.
So why didn't you bring that up this morning? Why did it take danger to bring
it
up?
He opened up my eyes.
Oh, did he?
Yes. I'm not listening to inbred butter over here. But
inbred butter? Inbred butter.
Boy. Oh, man. You're funny.
Recapping Tommy Tuzzle like it is here at the Breaker on CMF. We have from 95.7 The Fan. You can catch him every weekday 3 to 6. Mike Danger on the Sports Bar. He's here with us. Also joining us from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Indiana Ryan this week. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy. Yeah. I can't do this anymore here on CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for this Bills
defense. You can't tell me this cataract glaucoma quarterback has got any kind of accuracy left.
You're talking about the cataract kid? No, literally, that's what he's living on, because I just told you he's thrown 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. That is accuracy.
Yeah, but it's not a lot.
Not a lot.
Josh has got more than he does.
Well, yeah, because Josh has played
Josh
the whole season.
Playing out of his mind.
Yeah. He's young.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, he is.
Okay. Over under half
you don't
an
think
interception.
You're going to pick this grandpa off.
To be clear, are you over or under one half an interception for the Bills D?
I'm betting against the nursing home here. I'm saying they're going to get to him. Yeah, okay. They're going to pick. I'm going to take the over.
Okay. I mean, Danger, if you can say one thing for Joe Flacco, it's he protects the ball. He is a like standard old school protect the ball quarterback. And he has a propensity to not go off, but hurt you just enough to beat you over under one half an interception for this Bills defense.
I want everybody in this room to find something in their life that they love as much as Joe Flacco loves throwing into double coverage.
Ooh!
Go back to Seattle, man.
That's not what he's saying.
He'll get there. Give him, don't jump on him. Let him finish.
Sorry, my fault. Man who jumped on him immediately.
I'm finished. He's throwing a pick.
Oh.
What was that noise?
Oh.
Okay, so people on Instagram and Twitter must be Googling who's from Indiana and then writing mean names about Ryan. Mm-hmm. Because I got a couple. Right. We'll start with, we turn to Baloney Stewart.
Using all the pieces of the pig in that baloney there.
Indiana Ryan.
Yeah.
He's got 7 touchdown passes, only 2 interceptions in the games that he's played. The Bills defense, as you heard, 8 interceptions in 9 games.
Uh-huh.
Over under one half an interception for the Bills D.
You know, you got to give it to Joe Flacco. You know, he's that crafty veteran. You know, we all know that guy. You know, he's been around and he knows what he's doing there. But, you know, I got to think, you know, this Bills defense, like you said, you know, playing pretty good. And he got a couple guys looking to, you know, make a next contract in that defensive backfield.
Ooh,
trying
Eric,
to make a lot of money. Kind of like the amount of money that the guy who invented lifesavers made. You know how much the guy made invented lifesavers?
No, how much?
Yeah, he made a mint. I'm taking the over on this one, Phil.
You know what I'm trying to figure out? Because we've played the Midwest a ton comedy back in the day, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure out if they knew a New Yorker was coming up and doing this dead-on impression of them in Indiana, if they would find it funny or if they would be furious.
Oh, that's a great question, man.
Right?
Imitation's the most pure form of flattery there, right, guys?
Do they not have the word sincere in Indiana?
No, they don't. No, we don't.
We're like, I want you to think back to your Indiana shows.
Yeah.
Right? Because Indiana's a weird town where, like, or a weird state where everybody is like,
yes.
It's also where the Klan started, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that underneath there,
yeah,
too.
There's a lot of mix in there.
Yeah, so.
What is
the
saying?
Well, no, not that, because that'll...
What is the saying? They ask, why do they call it the Heartland? Because the brain isn't there?
Oh, man. Brutal. Oh, boy, you guys really rib each other. I've been known to rib, but you guys really get after each other. That's funny. You guys are fun.
Let's get to Tommy's 4th pick here in the break room. On CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more?
Man, this game, with all your history and all this stuff,
yes,
I smell dew. Like, there's some dews going on.
I think you've said that with every pick. Everybody's due.
Yeah. But I'm smelling. I'm smelling a big ass dew.
I agree, man. Every time you open your mouth, it's nothing but dew. Dew, dew, dew. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm taking them to win this game.
All right, so you got them winning. Do you have them winning by 4 or more?
Oh, I think it's going to be a convincing win.
Mm. How convincing, Tommy?
Well, you think about it. I mean, I think they're definitely going to cover those points.
For crap, okay. For God's sakes, just say so then I'm thinking it'd be on. Stupid thing. Nobody cares. Just get it over with.
Hoosier do blowout.
Hoosier do?
Hoosier do blowout.
All right. Mm. We start with...
Yeah. Where you got that?
Won't eat a veggie Miller. That's a slow burn, but that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Love Reggie Miller.
Indiana Ryan. The line has moved 2 full points towards the Colts.
Uh-huh. I don't bet, but yeah.
And as you heard, they have played in 1 possession games every game, win or loss this season. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 4 or more points?
Oh boy! I mean, you know, you gotta like the home team, but you know, I gotta say, I like this Bills team a little bit more, and I think they're gonna be able to pull it off there. I don't think they're gonna get in trouble. Not like that farmer got into trouble. You know what he got in trouble for?
No, how?
Stalking and methamphetamine. But yeah, no, I'm gonna go with the Bills here. I think the Bills are going to win, and I do think they're going to cover here. I think they're going to get him by at least 7 here. Yeah. He's doing better, though. He's doing better. He's on the right path.
Danger. Do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 4 more points?
Blit.
What?
27-17 Bills.
Okay. Let's keep it simple, I guess. All right, let's get to Tommy's. I thought the bonus pick was going to be the stupidest thing we heard all day until Indiana Ryan walked through the door. Let's get to our fifth and final pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Ryan, not so fast. Duffy buddy. So I'm expecting big things from Dalton Kincaid.
Okay, we're going back to Dalton Kincaid.
He did not have a bonus pick.
No,
that's
do.
Stuck in his head, and that's where he's going.
Okay,
Dalton's getting in twice. And when he does, somebody in their skybox is going to lose their mind and throw their goddamn beer against the plate glass window.
Who's that?
Well, who do you think's the most famous Hoosier?
Who?
Well, who do you think?
If you say who I think you're going to say, if you say bootleg Bruce Springsteen right now, who are you going to say?
That's who I'm picking.
You idiot! You're such an idiot!
John Cougar, because I'm going to use his old middle name, Mellencamp.
Does he go to the games?
Him and Bird go to all the games.
No, he doesn't.
Larry Bird and him have this.
They making this up.
They sit in the same box.
Larry Bird and John Mellencamp do not have a suite together.
They're super cool friends.
Okay. Kimmy, can you do me a favor while we're looking this up, while we're answering this? Can you Google if John Mellencamp has a show that night of the game? It would be, what's today's date? 8th, 9th, 10th. So it would be November 10th, because I'm pretty sure he's still on tour with Dylan and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I know
right
those old farts ain't working every night.
Okay. Danger?
Yeah.
Does Dalton Kincaid get 2 touchdowns, which then leads to John Cougar Mellencamp?
Who is sitting next to?
Larry Bird.
Because they are neighbors.
In a suite. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
They live in the same town.
Which causes John Cougar Mellencamp to then throw his beer against the glass of the suite that he's sitting in.
Getting beer on Larry Bird's slacks.
It's a wild night, you could call it. He's calling.
I'm going no, but I can't wait to hear what John Cougar Fat Camp over here
has. Oh, man. Oh, you guys are brutal. Oh, boy.
Indiana Ryan.
Yeah.
Does Dalton Kincaid score 2 touchdowns, which then causes John Cougar Mellencamp, who is sitting in a suite that he shares with Larry Bird, to throw his beer against the glass?
I mean, I like the outside-the-box thinking there. You know, I got to say, I like where you've been. I like where your head's at. I'm going to say that's going to happen there. I'm going to go with it. So much so, it's like the corn who wants to hear more about it. You know what the corn that wants to hear more about it says?
No, what?
He says, I'm all ears. I'm going to go with it.
Better joke for the end?
Yeah, I'm reaching here. My cheeks hurt.
Kimmy, do we have any information? Is John Mellencamp on tour? If you can't find it, we'll take it. Is it no?
It seems like that tour may be over.
Okay, so we got a shot.
Oh, man.
Except we don't. All right. Mike Danger. From 95.7 The Fan Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. What do you guys got going on today?
We're
going
to talk today to Thor Nystrom, who does work with Matthew Berry on the Fantasy Life. We'll get his picks for both college and pro football this weekend, and we'll talk to Andy Barron's Yahoo Fantasy as well in the 3 o'clock hour coming up this afternoon on The Fan.
And as we turn to Indiana Ryan,
I
just, knowing his face hurts, I want to make him have to hold that face as long as possible.
Yes.
Brand new episode of Let's Go Duffalo up on the Odyssey app. If we wanted to find it, where could we go get it?
Yeah, you can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You can find us on that social media stuff, too, at let's.go.duffalo on TikTok and on Instagram.
Any more jokes you want to blow up before we get out of here?
Nope.
Okay, great.
Thanks for having me, guys. What a good time this was.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.